This is not the first time you've been through this rodeo before.
No, it's the second time.
Compare the process.
The first one was I was coming from high school principal to a superintendent job, and so I really didn't really understand the process or what I was going to go through for that 21-day waiting period. This one's a little bit more tedious, a little more daunting in the fact that I knew more what was going on this time, and I'm glad that 21 days is over.
So what happened?
Well, in the 21 days, you're torn. You're torn between two districts because your mind is on where you're going to go. That's just natural. And then, of course, but your body is a place where in Palestine. And so you're thinking about some of the things you want to look at, some things people you want to talk to in Bryan, but yet you're not really the official superintendent yet, so that's a little premature. And so you're still working in Palestine, but my mind was in Bryan, so that's hard.
How much were you able to accomplish in learning more about the district?
During that 21 days, I got to meet with Ms. Draws, the CFO, and learned a lot about the finances of the district, talked to her. She's very in tune to the human resource side as well. So I had a good opportunity to meet with her in Palestine. She came down, and we visited for a day, and so I got a good idea. She brought me a notebook that was thick, I promise you. And I've gone through that, looked at attendance zones, looked at how our student populations, where they are in terms of our attendance zones. You've got some schools that are busting at the seams while some schools aren't quite to capacity. So there's just some things we've got to look at, but I didn't realize that until I got this all the data.
So that didn't scare you?
Not at all. Not at all. This is just another walk, another chapter in our lives with my wife and I, and it's going to be a fun chapter.
And it sounds like those in Palestine kind of rose to the occasion. They wanted to keep you guys around.
They did. They did. They have a Facebook page out, I was told, to keep Dr. Wallace there. And then, of course, there's a petition supposedly being that the board president is supposed to be given next month to keep me there. But, you know, regardless of whether you're superintendent, principal, any type of a leader, there are some people that just do not want you to leave, and there's other people that are jumping for joy. And so that's just leadership.
Any idea at this early stage what you want to jump into?
Really, the first thing I want to look into is our staffing because of the monies, the financial shortfall. I want to look at that first and foremost because you start looking at a 1 to 22 cap, which they have now in K through 4. I want to look at that because you start our 1 to 22, and we're talking about 1 to 24. I don't know if anybody's ever taught kindergarten students, but I promise you, you don't want 24 in a kindergarten classroom. And so I want to look at that and see where the numbers are with student enrollments and then see what that projection number looks like with the budget and payroll. So that's what I want to look at first.
Anything else? Between now and July 1.
No, I'm just going to come up here and spend as much time as I can to get to know people. I'm going to have some meetings set up this afternoon. I've got meetings set up all day tomorrow to get to know the people. Tomorrow's a good day, being the tax testing day, that I can actually drive around and meet people and not worry about interfering with kids. And so tomorrow's a day I'll get to talk with a lot of people in the district and just see what their thought processes are, where they want to see the district, what we're doing great. Want to focus, just keep doing that. And then some challenges we have, what are some of those challenges and how can we address those?
And then the business to wrap up in Palestine.
Yes, we've got a $64 million bond project that we're finishing up there. And so we've had 8 projects going on in Palestine, and we're finished with all 8. We will be finished with all 8 by the end of May, except for the high school. And so I've got to make sure that continues to run. But that transition to here is the one I've got to focus on right now more than anything else.